Nothing in this universe happens without God willing and allowing it. He's almighty. Therefore, nothing occurs by chance in the whole course of our lives. In other words, because God is all-powerful, if anything at all happens to us, whether good or evil, it is because God has allowed it. Though God is not the cause of sin or evil, right? We're the ones responsible for that. He allows them to happen because he is bigger than sin. He respects our free will. He's not in competition with it. And therefore, he always brings good out of it. Yet, when a tragedy or something difficult happens in our life or in our world, it can be very challenging, right, to see God's hand working in the moment. In other words, in tough times, it can be easy for us to lack trust in God, that he's present in it all, that he even exists. And this was the case for the apostles, right? In a near-death experience in the boat during the storm, they come searching for him, and they find him asleep. To them, it showed them that he was not in control of the situation. Yet we know that he was. He had complete trust in his heavenly Father. In the moment that he was awake, he silenced the storm. It turned out Christ was not truly sleeping through the storm after all. And the same applies to our lives. In the many ups and downs of our lives that we go through, Christ is not sleeping through them. Whether it be a long and painful sickness of a loved one, maybe the death of a child, or the damage caused by a family member's addictions and infidelities. To us, in the midst of these tragedies, it can seem like Christ is asleep in our boats while the storms rage all around us. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? This sentiment of the apostles, I think, is the same one we can often feel when we encounter a storm in our lives. I don't know about you, but when I encounter a storm of life, I can sometimes wonder if Christ is sleeping through it. It sure feels like it at times. But it is only after the storm is over, when our emotions have calmed down, that we can often see much more clearly how God was in control and that he brought good out of it. Though we wish it were differently, God's plan for our brief journey in life does not consist of perfect comfort and unbroken pleasure. I mean, even Christ's own mother suffered greatly in this life. Rather, Christ wants us to achieve wisdom, courage, joy, and spiritual maturity. And that means learning to trust in him more than in ourselves. Learning that we are not all-powerful, but that God is, as Job had to learn. Learning that suffering is not actually a showstopper, but a means to growth.